Self-love is one of the most important things we can ever learn to give ourselves. It's essential for our well-being and allows us to flourish both mentally and emotionally. And in this episode, we're going to explore 7 benefits of self-love, as well as what self-love actually is. We're going to also look at some tips on how you can start to cultivate self-love in your own life. And we're going to finish up with a few inspiring prompts about self-love. So if you're ready to take more care of yourself, if you're ready to dig a little bit deeper into grace and compassion, then stay tuned. Welcome to the Journal Coaching Podcast, where you can learn how to use intentional journaling as a self-coaching tool to create a full and flourishing life and business so that you can inspire and nourish others. So go grab your favorite drink and journal, and let's continue the conversation with your host and journaling coach, Nicole Annette. Hello, my friend, Nicole here. How are you? I hope that you are well. It's been a while since my last podcast episode. It's been over a year, and this past year has been such a serious internal journey for me, but it's all been good. I've been faced overwhelm and excessive stress and frustration and burnout, and I've had to create a space for myself to mentally, emotionally, and physically heal. I've had surgery in the last year. So much has gone on. And so as I look at my personal journey, and as I've been in contact and communication with so many women in this community, I realize that we're all on the same journey. And this journey is a journey of self-love. It's a journey of self-compassion. It's a journey of allowing ourselves to pace ourselves, giving ourselves permission to do what feels good and what feels right for us in this season. And so that's what I've been pursuing, just pursuing the things that give me energy, the things that nourish me, the things that lift me up, and releasing more and more of those things that deplete my energy. And so today I want to talk about self-love, and I hope that you enjoy this episode and that you'll join the conversation and send me a message and share your thoughts on it as well. Lately, I've been hearing a lot from the women in my community. If you hear my train, our train next door passing by, that's what you're hearing. So I've been hearing a lot from the women in my community regarding self-renewal and rest. And if you've been here any length of time following me in my community, then you know I'm all about rest. I'm all about renewing the mind and taking good care of our hearts and our bodies and our minds. And so what's so interesting about these women is that they just don't feel worthy of rest or self-renewal. So can you relate to this? So many women can. And if you can relate to this, you're not alone. So many of us have created this identity culture around who we serve and how much we give. And this identity is so deeply ingrained by society that it almost seems impossible for us to separate what we do from who we are. I remember hosting a self-renewal workshop a few years back, and I asked the women there who were in attendance, I asked them this question. And the question was, when do you love yourself the most? So take a moment to lean into this question for yourself. Ask yourself this. Jot it down in your journal, if you will. When do you love yourself the most? Now, 80% of the women said they loved themselves the most when they were serving their families and helping others, and that they felt worthy of love during those times of giving. Many of the women there hadn't experienced a quote-unquote self-care practice for years. Others felt like they wanted to do more for themselves, but they just didn't feel deserving enough, or they didn't feel right about it. And unfortunately, this is still the common narrative among so many women in our communities today. Now, don't get me wrong, the problem is not in the serving or in the giving. The problem is that these women felt exhausted, depleted, excessively stressed, and quietly frustrated because they didn't have enough time for themselves and space to breathe and do something they enjoy. The problem is that the effects of their frustration and stress showed up in their work and negatively impacted their relationships with those they loved, cared for, and served. I know for myself that when I don't take the time to nourish myself mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, I am not in a good place. And I'm not in a place where I can positively impact my family and my children and my community. So, what's the remedy to this? I believe that the remedy is reconnection with ourselves as individuals. We need to take a collective step back to pause and notice our own needs and give ourselves permission to care for those needs first. I believe we as women need to make room to love ourselves as deeply as we love others. We need to pour into ourselves and allow others to pour into us. We need to nourish our minds, our bodies, and our hearts first, so that we can have a greater capacity to nourish others. The concept of self-love is taboo for many of us. We've been conditioned that loving ourselves is quote unquote bad, while loving others is quote unquote good. Self-love is neither bad or good. Self-love is a foundational aspect of self-renewal. And it's a necessity if we're going to authentically show up and do our work in the world. So, what exactly is self-love and why does it matter? The positive psychology definition of self-love is an attitude towards the self that includes caring about oneself, appreciating oneself, taking responsibility for oneself, and respecting oneself. And I'll add having compassion for oneself. In other words, self-love is all about how we feel and think about ourselves and how we treat ourselves. It encompasses everything from how much we care for our own physical, emotional, and mental health to how much we respect and believe in ourselves. So self-love helps you to develop a positive relationship with yourself, which in turn fosters self-trust, self-compassion, and acceptance. When we love and accept ourselves, we are more likely to take care of ourselves in every capacity of our lives and businesses. And as we cultivate self-love, we're also more likely to maintain healthier relationships with others, as well as a general sense of happiness and satisfaction with life. So when you love and accept yourself for who you are, it becomes easier to love and accept others in the same way. Self-love can help you deal with difficult situations and emotions in a more constructive way. For example, instead of beating yourself up over a mistake, you can be more open to learning from it and forgiving yourself. This will help you move forward and focus on the present and authentically show up in your life and in your work and in your business. One word that comes up a lot for me when I'm talking about self-love is self-compassion. and, well, actually self-care. And we hear a lot about self-care. And I believe that self-care could breed self-love. And self-love could breed self-care. Because sometimes you can practice, you can have self-care practices, or what I call self-renewal practices, which is taking care of yourself. But you may not necessarily feel like you love yourself. So by you taking action and caring for yourself in that way, that can create a sense of self-love. The more you care for something, the more you become attached to it, right? So the more you care for yourself, the more you'll become attached to the importance of who you are and to your worth and to what you have to offer. And maybe you begin to appreciate yourself more the more you care for yourself. And then on the flip side, if you have self-love, if you feel good about yourself, if you know that you're worthy enough and that you care for yourself from the inside out, then the reciprocal of that is that you're going to be practicing self-care. You're going to take care of your mind. You're going to nourish your body. You're going to nourish your heart, you know, and take care of your emotions and create those boundaries to protect those values that you wish to live by. So self-love, self-care work hand in hand. Just a thought that's coming in hot right now. All right. Now, when we don't love ourselves, we are more likely to foster negative thoughts and feelings towards ourselves. This can lead to destructive behaviors such as self-harm or substance abuse. You may also experience debilitating, limiting beliefs or negative emotions and feelings such as anxiety, excessive stress, and depression. You may also find it difficult to form and maintain those close and healthy relationships and may overall be less happy with your life without self-love. So just want to encourage you to take a moment and ask yourself, you know, what does self-love mean to you? What are those indicators of self-love in your life? How do you practice that in your life? You know, how does your self-care practices speak to the love you have for yourself? So just questions to help you go a little bit deeper with this subject and with these concepts of self-love. All right, so here are 6 benefits of self-love. We kind of went over them already, but just want to break these down. So 6 benefits of self-love. Number 1, self-love fosters healthy acceptance of life as it is, which results in less suffering. Number 2, self-love improves physical, emotional, and mental resilience. Number 3, self-love allows us to form and maintain healthier relationships in our lives and our businesses. Number 4, self-love makes us happier with and in our lives. Number 5, self-love reduces anxiety and depression by acting as a buffer between ourselves and our self-judgment. And number 6, self-love leads to greater self-belief, which increases motivation and productivity. So let's talk about how self-love may look to you. And if you're ready to start cultivating more self-love, then here are 5 tips that may get you started on your journey, okay? So, number 1, be patient with yourself. Learning to love and accept yourself is a process. So, don't expect to change how you feel about yourself overnight. Be gentle with yourself and celebrate yourself and your progress along the way. So how that can look is when you have a limiting belief, let's say you do something and you don't do it quite according to your expectations for yourself or someone else's expectations. Instead of having that be a prime opportunity for your limiting beliefs to come slamming in and taking over, and your inner critic to start shouting at you all the negative things, that could be a time for you to reframe those negative thoughts and tell yourself, you know, I tried my best on this, or I can do better next time, or it's okay, we all make mistakes. The next time I will try a little bit harder, you know? So having that patience with yourself, speaking those affirming words to yourself, those will offset the negative emotion, the negative thought processes that may enter in when you experience, let's say, failure, for example, okay? So again, that will be a process. You will have to continue encouraging yourself even if you don't feel like it. Continuously holding space for yourself, having that compassion, having that grace for yourself, offering yourself that as you would a friend, and being gentle with yourself. And again, when you do something that you are proud of, don't be afraid to celebrate yourself. Give yourself permission to do that. Number two, kind of goes hand in hand with number one, forgive yourself. We all make mistakes. It's a part of being human. So again, instead of beating yourself up over your mistakes, learn from your mistakes and forgive yourself. This will help you move on and focus on the present. Number three, be kind to yourself. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to a friend. Would you tell your friend that they are worthless or unlovable? Of course not. So why say those things to yourself? So a way to combat limiting beliefs and your inner critic, a way to do that is to, when you hear those negative things, then reframe it and ask yourself, will I tell my friend this? Who's your best friend? Who's your daughter? Who's your niece? You know, who's someone that you love and care for? If they were going through the same things as you were, what would you tell them? That's a good place to start. So reframing your thoughts from negative thinking to a more positive and supportive thought process. Number four, we mentioned this earlier, practicing self-care could be evidence of self-love. Taking care of yourself is an important part of self-love. Make sure to schedule in some me time for activities that make you feel good, such as exercise, getting enough sleep, enough water, and eating healthy. And that's kind of why I said earlier, self-love can foster self-care and self-care can foster self-love. Because look, most of us, we feel depressed or we feel anxious, and really it can be a physiological problem, such as we have not gotten enough water. Or we haven't eaten the right things that are supportive to our bodies. So it can be so simple. So the more you begin to care for yourself in that way, the more you begin to love yourself, because food is directly relational to our mental and emotional well-being. I remember a quick story when I was sick with Graves' disease, and I was sick for 2 years, and I was very depressed. And the reason for my depression was because of the sickness, my cholesterol in my body was depleted. And when it was like below the numbers. And so when your cholesterol is depleted, that leads to emotional depression. I was just floored when I learned that. And so our body, physically, mentally, and emotionally, it all works together. And food is a catalyst to those parts of ourselves, feeling better. So drink your water and eat healthy. All right, last one, number five, open your journal. I had to throw this one in. Journaling is one of the most supportive ways to cultivate self-love. By consistently putting your thoughts and feelings on the page, you begin to collect evidence and daily reminders of your worth and why you matter, and you'll develop deeper compassion and self-trust, which again leads to self-love. So get all of those thoughts out of your head, all of those feelings out of your head onto paper. That will allow them to become malleable and tangible, and you'll be able to see what you're thinking. And your thoughts lead to how you're feeling. And so if you don't know what your thoughts are and why you're feeling the way that you're feeling, okay, when you write them out, then all of a sudden they're right there in front of you. And you can choose whether or not you want to continue with that thinking pattern or if you want to change it. And we'll talk more about that later on in further episodes, future episodes. All right, so now it's time for you to take action. So the question I have for you, the challenge I have for you, is how will you incorporate more self-love into your life? Here are 5 journaling prompts that would get you started. And writing out these 5 prompts can help you get started on a journey of self-discovery and self-love. By taking time to explore your thoughts and feelings about self-love, you may begin to develop a deeper understanding of what it means for you and how you can incorporate it into your life. All right, so here are 5 prompts. Number 1, how would you show up differently in your relationships, life, business, and work if you showed yourself more love? Number 2, write about what thoughts and feelings you have when you think of the words self-love. Number 3, where do you think these thoughts and feelings come from? Prompt 4, when was the last time you felt like you truly loved yourself? Describe that time of your life in detail. And the last prompt, what do you currently do for yourself that makes you feel loved and cared for? What do you currently do for yourself that makes you feel loved and cared for? And how can you do more of this in your life? Self-love is a journey that is definitely worth taking. It can be difficult to love yourself at first, but it's so important for your well-being. Just want to encourage you that by making small changes in your life and practicing small moments of daily love, you will start to see a difference in how you feel about yourself and in turn how you feel about your life. So why not start today? So I hope that you enjoyed this conversation. I hope that you took plenty of notes, and I hope that you apply these prompts and what you've learned today in this episode to your life. If you choose to do so, let's continue this conversation. I want to know, how has self-love helped you in your life? And I would love to know what showed up for you in your journaling practice as we shared these thoughts in this episode. Feel free to share your thoughts and your experiences with me at journal.junky@yahoo.com. I'd love to continue the conversation there. Now, if you want to go deeper, I've created a 31-day guide to self-love for you. It's a printable PDF workbook that will move you forward to the next step of your self-love journey. You can find it in the show notes in my Etsy shop. All right, I hope that this served you in some small way. Take good care, my friend. If you enjoyed listening to the Journal Coaching Podcast, it'd be amazing if you would take a moment to subscribe and share this episode with a friend. For any comments or questions or journaling topics you would like to hear on the show, please visit us at www.journaljunkiewithay.com.